TRB, McAllen honors Senator Hinojosa and Colonel Plummer at Veterans Celebration. Texas Border Business, by Roberto Hugo Gonzalez, Texas Border Business. Texas Regional Bank's McAllen South McColl branch hosted its fourth annual Veterans Celebration on Wednesday, November 5, honoring two of the Rio Grande Valley's most respected veterans, Texas Senator Juan Chuy Hinojosa, 79, and Colonel Frank Plummer, turning 100 years old this year. The event, which drew one of the largest crowds since its inception, opened with remarks from Master of Ceremonies Jamie Brown Roses, SVP. "My heart's beating right now. I'm just excited to see so many people here," she said. Roses described the celebration as a small way for us to acknowledge those who served honorably in the military, noting that Veterans Day was originally Armistice Day, commemorating the end of World War I, at the 11th hour of the 11th day of the 11th month. The ceremony began with an invocation by Jesse Ozuna of TRB's Economic Development Division, who thanked God for all the servicemen and women that have paid the ultimate sacrifice. The McAllen Memorial High School JROTC, under retired Marine Corps Sergeant Major Roy DeLeon, presented the colors, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance led by Travis Richards, TRB Executive Vice President and retired U.S. Army Colonel. A quartet from McAllen High School's Mariachi Oro performed the national anthem to loud applause. Community leaders in attendance included McAllen City Commissioner Pepe Cabeza de Vaca, former Mayor Jim Darling, Hidalgo County Commissioner Ellie Torres, Cameron County Commissioner David Garza, McAllen ISD Superintendent Dr. Rene Gutierrez, and members of the TRB Board of Directors. Veterans in attendance were honored with a standing ovation. U.S. Coast Guard veteran Joe Brown introduced the first honoree, Senator Hinojosa, calling him one of veterans' strongest champions. Brown highlighted Hinojosa's creation of the Service Member and Veterans Open Burn Pit Registry, his advocacy for a Veterans Affairs Hospital in South Texas, and his efforts to expand employment and mental health resources. In his remarks, Hinojosa reflected on his service as a U.S. Marine in Vietnam and the challenges veterans faced returning home. "A lot of Americans did not understand the nature of the war," he said. He expressed pride in helping establish the Texas Vietnam Veterans Monument, honoring more than 3,700 Texans who died in the conflict. "Veterans share a bond," Hinojosa said. "We share our dreams, our sacrifices, and our knowledge that at any moment we might not return home." Former Mayor Jim Darling introduced Colonel Plummer as a great example of a man who never stopped serving, recalling meeting him in the 1980s when Plummer led efforts to build the Texas Veterans War Memorial in McAllen. Darling lightened the moment by sharing a story about climbing the 105-foot spiral at the memorial at Plummer's urging. Darling summarized Plummer's career, a native of Colgate, Oklahoma, who enlisted in the U.S. Army in 1943, served in World War II, Korea, and Vietnam, and retired after 30 years of active duty. Plummer's decorations include the Silver Star, Bronze Star with Valor Device, Purple Heart, and multiple crosses of gallantry and air medals. "Few veterans can claim service across three major wars," Darling said. When invited to speak, Plummer was visibly moved. "It brings back memories of how great this country is," he said. City Commissioner Pepe Cabeza de Vaca presented a proclamation declaring November 5, 2025, as Colonel Frank Plummer and Senator Juan Chuy Hinojosa Day. "The Veterans Memorial here in McAllen is one of the most beautiful in the whole country," he said. TRB Executive Vice President Cesar Suarez closed by reaffirming the bank's commitment to veterans. "Your service to this country is the foundation of the liberties we enjoy today." The celebration concluded with students from Sanchez Elementary singing "Happy Birthday" to Colonel Plummer in honor of his 100th birthday, as attendees joined in the celebration.